Frenemies.
Friends or enemies? Which one is it?
They're neither friends or enemies, which sounds rather obvious.
Yeah, but sometimes it's tricky, isn't it?
That's what we're going to be talking about in this week's episode of Get Real with the English Sisters. So buckle up and listen to this week's episode.
Right, yeah, we're getting straight into it today, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that the word says it all, doesn't it? Frenemies, yeah. They're neither friends nor enemies. And I think that's where the red flags can come in, because they're usually people that try and make friends with you really quickly and in a rather like unusual way.
Really? Do you think it's unusual?
Well, like
a bit forced.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of think, hey,
like the other day,
why'd they want to be friends with me?
The other day I was shopping on my own because you weren't there, and the shop assistant, she was being really, really friendly with me, which I really liked.
Right,
but then I was thinking there's something off, and then she started telling me all about how she'd been hard done to by this other person, and that she wasn't going to go on holiday with her again, and she was like giving out a bit too much information for considering that I hardly knew the person, knew her. And then that made me think, if I had, you know, more time to become friends with her, she would be the kind of person that would really friend you really quickly. But then I could think that there might be, you know, she might have ulterior motives to befriend you.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, then if she's talking about badly about her other friends, then she might be bad-mouthing you very quickly soon.
She could be.
Yeah, I know. I'm always wary of that.
She could be. But also, I think when people try and make friends with you so quickly, it's a bit forced, like what you say. It sounds a bit weird.
It's not natural, is it?
No.
I mean, let's look at the animals as well. We want to go back to them. What do? You know, dogs are going out sniffing each other. You know, there's a whole, like, little dance that happens that's, like, supposed to happen in evolution. And that's how it's supposed to be with us humans as well. Mm. It's not like, okay, hey, you're going to be my friend. Hey, it takes trust to be my friend.
Yeah, you might think, what do they want from me? You know, do they want to gain financial status? Do they want financial advice?
I think normally
advice?
They do if they're going to make it so quick, you know, but it's all... Beware, why are they suddenly so interested in me?
But the whole the whole concept of a frenemy is that someone that will become, apparently, someone that wants to become your friend and does become your friend really quickly.
Yeah, I know, that's where the tricky part is.
And then when they're actually friends with you and you've confided in me.
You've opened up and shown your vulnerabilities.
Yeah, you've shown your vulnerabilities, then that's when the little digs start. And
yeah,
they start
creepy.
Putting you down, and they start saying, oh, they might say something about the way you look or what you do or how you are. And then they're already friends with you and they've like gained your trust and confidence, then you might start thinking, oh, well, maybe it's me. I've done something wrong. I'm not being a good friend, or I'm doing something that's not right. So that's where the...
Can be so
that's
destabilizing,
where you can be fooled.
Yeah.
You can be fooled by that.
Yeah, do you think they actually set out to do it on purpose, these people?
Well, I think from a psychological point of view, there's an element of envy that they have for you. So they're envious of you. So there's something that really attracts them to you.
Right, because they want to emulate you. They want to become you. But then at the same time, they kind of sort of want to pull you into little bits psychologically.
Yeah.
Like destroy your own. Why are you so confident? Destroy that self-confidence without them being aware of it.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is subconscious.
I don't think they kind of realise, oh, this is my intention. But slowly, by like little digs, like what you were saying, those little digs. I mean, I had somebody like that once and they were constant little digs. I know exactly what you mean and you know who I'm talking about. We're not going to say names. And it was constant and it was once they'd gained my friendship, yes. You're
and
right.
And you were a bit wary of them at the beginning, weren't you?
Took
you
me ages thinking, to open up.
You were
yeah.
thinking, why do I... No, but you were
why
thinking,
are they so
why,
desperate
why
to
do
be...
they want to be my friends? I don't even... I'm not gelling with this person.
No, there was no vibe. You're right, absolutely zero vibe. But there was so much effort from that person's point of view. No, let's hang out together. Let's do this together.
Yeah, they'll want to do that.
So much. But in the end, I thought, oh, well, I mean, a nice enough person, you know, sure, okay, what's wrong with me? Why am I pushing away? If somebody wants to be friends with me, I guess I should consider myself lucky. But at the same part, there was a part of me that was thinking, oh, I don't know, this is a bit too much, but no. Why? What? Why are you so weird? I thought, is it just because you only get along with your sister? Mm. You know, stop being weird. But then, yes, then it happened slowly over the years. I could never really... I mean, it's horrible to say frenemy because I wouldn't have actually considered an enemy, but to the part of not being a complete enemy, but to the point of actually, yes, getting at me slowly. Slowly, no, you're no good at this. You're no good at that. Let me take over that. We know what would happen if you do it.
Yeah.
You know, small digs, constant digs, were just, it became overwhelming in the end, where I actually had to distance myself for my own mental health. And I thought, no, I don't really want to be around someone like that. That's how it can happen.
And
you're right.
And you might not realize it for a long time.
But the red flags were there from the beginning, but then I doubted myself and I accepted it. And I let that person go along with the whole thing.
And sometimes it's because you're already in a vulnerable position. Maybe you haven't got your friends, your normal group of friends.
I was in a vulnerable position, yes. Just started a new job. So it was like a new colleague, a new job. It was all very new. So, yes.
Yeah, I was listening to Closet Confessions the other day, and they were saying that this person was really like, oh my gosh, I friended this person, and they really wanted to be friends with me, and now all of a sudden they're going and seeing all my friends without actually telling me about it.
Yeah, that's also
and they're
quite
going
common.
To go and they're going like behind my back and like taking
about.
All my friends kind of not away from me, but they is that right, or should I feel like jealous or envious of this?
This is exactly what happened with me. Not only was I over, you know, being overstepped, it was actually to the point of actually phoning my boyfriend at the time and just making arrangements directly with him. You know, and I thought, why don't you tell me that you're you know, hey, you know, social thing to do is to talk to you.
Well, this
you
what,
consider
this
me
is
your
what
best
they
friend.
Were discussing is yeah. it socially, and this lady was saying, I'm not sure if I'm just being, you know, if
that's
I'm
what
just
I
being
started
really
doubting myself.
Why am I, you know, why am I suddenly thinking that this isn't okay?
Yeah, because it's not really okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it would just be
like...
Because
there's like what you say, there's these unwritten social norms that we follow.
We follow, and they're there for a reason.
And they're like respectful,
yes,
aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they are. If you want to contact, you know, my boyfriend or my husband, kind of like you're my
but
friend.
But this was the same sex. She was just taken over her, basically over
her
all
social
her
life.
Social
yeah,
life.
I don't like that either. No, I don't. Yeah,
without telling her that she was doing it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's not on.
No.
It's not because you're going to be jealous of your friends. It's just that make me part of it. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, there's like my group of friends. I introduce you and then you just go and start doing things without me. And kind of why? Yeah, that's going to... It's going to like...
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, it's going to hurt me, isn't it?
Because you were thinking you're talking about me. If you're going on these things
normally,
without me.
If they're actually, you know, if you become to understand, you become aware that they're frenemies, then that's what
Are
they
you
will be
gossiping
doing.
Gossiping about me.
They'll be gossip. They'll be going, oh, yeah, well, I'm not really very good at this. Or no, not I didn't like what that was, dress or whatever. There are little things going on, aren't they? Let's be fair. That's what happens. That's what happens a lot of the time.
Yes, I
and
think
these these frenemies come along in the disguise of a shiny, they can appear
charismatic
at times. Yeah. In my case, I had that red flag and I thought, no.
Yeah.
But then it just was like overwhelming. It was like insistence.
Yeah.
So I just, all right, okay.
I think if you're slightly, you know, you're not that.
I was insecure.
If you're more insecure, you're slightly not that domineering, you might accept it more.
I don't know. Yeah, I just kind of, without wanting to, kind of accepted it.
And also because I think you don't want to be rude.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing.
You don't want to be rude.
If someone keeps asking you, let's go here. You can't keep saying no. If you're in close.
No, it's embarrassing as well. It's like, oh, sure. You know, the normal nice thing to do is to not invent excuses and to just, it's quite difficult, really.
Yeah.
And it is quite rare to find friends that really do look after your interests.
Yeah.
But when you do...
And have the real joy when something nice happens to you or something good happens to you, they really are joyful from their heart.
Yes, yes.
Those are the real friends.
The real friends that when something good happens to you.
Or real partners, because so many partners are not happy when something good happens to you. They might start having a fight with you when you get home.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they want all the attention.
They want the attention. They're not happy for you getting that promotion, especially if you work in the same company. I can tell you that. Yeah, they may not be very happy about it. And that takes a good person to look inside and you know, if somebody, you're in the same company, you both work, and one of you gets a promotion and the other one is genuinely happy for you, that's, you know, that's pure, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's special.
And they don't ruin your evening or your day.
No, they can celebrate with you and you don't have to feel guilty about saying, oh, you know what, I got a promotion.
Yeah, because I think sometimes when you have to feel bad or you're not allowed to say it kind of thing, you have to kind of act all demure when you get home.
Yeah, and I kind of like, yeah, something happened, cool. But really you want to jump up and down, but you don't want to like show them that you're really bursting with joy. Because you're scared they're going to be a little bit like...
Well, what are they then? They're not frenemies because they're not friends. They're like partner enemies.
Yeah, because I think the frenemy thing... Enemies. Yeah, it can go on in the family as well. Yeah. And, you know, these kind of feelings can develop in all...
They're actually envious of you.
Yeah, it's that green monster, isn't it? It can come out in any kind of...
I suppose that's why they call it a monster because it's not very nice.
No, it's not nice at all.
But I mean, we're wearing green.
Yeah, I know. We're two little green monsters today. That is odd.
If you watch us on YouTube, you'll see we both got green on. All green, actually.
Complete green outfits. But
apart from a touch of tan.
I don't know.
And the accessories.
Yeah, the accessories are, tan and gold, but the rest of it's green. But yes, I don't know why we're, but we are talking about the green little monsters. Hey. You know, you've got to be careful of it. That can happen in households too. I mean, in like romantic relationships, that can happen. That's just sad, I think. But what can you do when you are in that situation? What would you do if you knew that your partner might be a little bit, you know, envious of you? Or what would you do?
Well,
what
advice would you give? I wouldn't be happy about it.
No, but what would you do? Would you say, oh, this is cause for a breakup? Or would it be like one of those red flags?
Well, it wouldn't be a breakup straight away. But yeah, if it kept happening, I would think about it. Because I would think, why aren't you being... Why, you're not supporting me.
Yes.
I mean, for me, in my relationship, one of the most important things is for your partner to support you and be happy for you.
Yeah.
As much as I support and I am happy for them.
For them, yes, yeah.
Because I mean, I really think that's really fundamental for me, for how I am.
Yeah, it's an important part of a relationship.
And I don't really suffer, thank goodness. I don't really suffer, maybe because of the way we were brought up, but I don't suffer from envy. So if I see someone that's in a more, I might want to like be like them and learn from them and emulate them and think, oh yes, oh look how they kind of look, they've done all this, and you know,
I
would
want to model that. I want to
copy, model excellence and be like that. But I don't actually envy. I'm happy for them and I'm proud of them for being able to do that.
Me too. I feel overwhelmed with, you know, like if I see maybe other women as well out there in the world, I just feel pure pride.
Yes.
And happiness. And I don't envy them. I'm so bloody proud of them that I really want to go and give them a hug. Yeah, and think... Yes, one day I'm amazed by them and I want to, you know, be like them. So be inspired by them and motivated by them.
Yeah, but maybe that's because we don't like live in anyone's shadow. But imagine if you lived in someone's shadow and you had someone that was really... next to you that was always so bloody brilliant.
In the shine. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were always the one that wasn't.
Yeah, that does sound like it. It's a bit of a... Yeah, yeah. What do you mean, friends that are really successful and you're not? Like, imagine if we had another two friends that had this podcast that was a bit like ours, but theirs was doing, much better than ours. Like, way.
Yeah, but then I would find that inspiring.
I would find it inspiring because I would say, what are you doing?
Yeah, and I'd want to hang out with them.
Yeah, can you
but
help?
But if they were like frenemies, though, and they were saying, oh, yeah, but you've just got a piddly podcast. It's only 1,000 in the world.
Yeah, but frenemies don't always do that. Then afterwards they come to you and they're really nice to you. So there is that friend part as well. That's why it's tricky. It's not just always criticize. Oh, they'd just be enemies. They come to you and sometimes they're really nice to you as well.
Well, they would be nice if they took us on all their things, if they took us to all their, you know, their expos and things they did.
Yeah, well, you mean these virtual... Okay, now we're going to need... You mean these virtual people
They phoned you up and they say, come along, we've got a show tonight. We've got a live show. Come along and see it.
They would just be friends, though, wouldn't they?
No,
they
because then when we went to the show, they would say, here they are. Their English sisters are here.
Yeah.
But, they're also podcasters. Yeah. Yeah, but no, their show's like... It's not like on the same level as ours.
That'd be horrible.
We're like in the top 5%, you know.
Would probably make me feel bad. Yeah.
And that when you talk, oh no, don't worry about them, you know, just leave them over there, kind of thing.
Oh no. Oh, I would hate that. No, I would hate that. You mean if like a journalist came or something, like went to that expo?
Yeah, like if they're interviewing that. No, they're just the English. You know, they just got a little mental health podcast. No, it's not like ours.
But then how would we consider them friends afterwards?
Because then they still invite you and they still say, oh, come. And so they make the hurt just a little bit, but the pleasure is
to keep
more.
You. Right, okay. The hurt is just a little bit. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah,
the pleasure is more.
Yeah. But the hurt in the end, the little digs
get to you
in the long run, don't
you? Because in the end you might start thinking, well, what's the point of it? We might start saying, like, if we've been doing this for a few years, we haven't got to, you know, we're not in the top 5% why should we just stop doing this?
Yeah.
You know, it might start getting you, bogging you down, and you might start losing confidence. I think you would
lose confidence.
Unless you had other people saying, no, come on, keep going.
Yeah, or you had lots of people writing to you saying, no, I really like your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. In. Yeah, but it's true, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so you can see why that would be attractive at first, and you would think they'd be friends.
Well, yeah, especially if they were really, really good friends.
Like in the top 5 podcasts, and then they would really like
Or
somebody.
Even if they weren't, but they knew loads of people in the podcasting business. They were always going to events. They were always inviting you, come along. I mean, in the end, you'd probably say, yeah. But then every time you went along, there'd be a little bit of a dig, a little bit of a hurt. In the end, I think it would start. I think that's probably the sneakiest way, because they really would be frenemies, because... In the end, they would really be your worst enemy, because in the end, they would like erode all your self. It's a bit like gaslighting. They would erode all your self confidence. So in the end, you just feel as if you're nothing.
Floor is like shook in the ground, isn't it? Where you're normally
your foundation's like broken. Yeah. They probably break you.
They kind of break you over time, don't
they?
Yeah,
over time they do. If you don't,
because
like,
they want
spot
that.
It.
They want that of you. They want
something
of you.
Because you would say, why would they be interested in us? If
maybe they're like
so
us because we're
great.
Authentic or something.
Yeah,
you know,
they could be something like that. They could be a part of you that they find fascinating, or they might just want to just have some little like
project.
I don't know, like a little, I'm being nice. I'm being a nice person because, look, I'm inviting these two along. Do you know, it might satisfy part of their ego.
Right, yeah.
Show that they're like the do-gooder.
Oh, yes, but I do think that's an actual frenemy, though, the do-gooder. I think they just do good and then they stop. They're not really
that. What do you
mean
a frenemy?
Well, a frenemy, I think, actually wants to become your friend as well. Whereas a do-gooder say, all right, I'll do that, like for charity, invite that little person along and do that, but then that's it. Because they like think of you as like you're not good enough for them, you know. So that's maybe. Like in a charity case, for example. But then they don't really want to socialise with you, or that's almost clearer in a way.
I know why they want to be your friends. It's because they want the energy that you've got.
Yes, they want that authenticity.
Yes,
that spirit.
But they want your energy.
They want the light.
The love and the light that you have. That they might be getting a bit burnt out.
Yeah, well, like there's in the case of the person that was doing it to me, they wanted my look on life. It was always that. And I mean, years afterwards, I finally got like a confession saying, I've always envied the way you look at life, your take on it. Why are you always so enthusiastic about things? You know, this my eyes, as to say, the way I would see life was the part that really...
was different
to theirs. Very, very, very different. And that is what they wanted. But in a way, instead of just, you know, I think if you know you're being a frenemy to somebody, perhaps you can think about what it is that you love in that person and why you want to become their friends, and, you know, try and...
and do things to cultivate that in yourself without having to be mean or, you know, being...
Well, you might not even realise you're being mean because...
I think there is a part of them that does realise
and get enjoyment from it.
Yes.
There was a lot of laughing as well when I was, like, in a bad position.
Yeah, there is a part of them that does.
It's like, you know, that the evil laugh. But, like, when you didn't succeed and when you weren't particularly...
There is a part of them that says, yay, one up. Got one up on them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I suppose that's the enemy part, isn't it? It's a tricky one. It is a tricky one. If you know you've got a frenemy, I think the important thing is to be aware of it. You take what you get from the relationship, but don't think they really your friends.
No, and then if it's too detrimental, you know, just distance yourself so that you can still be...
You know,
I was going
to say
friendly, but you can still be cordial.
Yes,
I can still say
it can become more.
It can be more of
an acquaintance.
Yes,
somebody
that
you'll say
sometimes
hi.
They won't let you do that.
No, they won't.
And they'll
it's
get really
traumatic.
Annoyed.
Yeah.
And they'll say you're not being a good friend and blah blah blah. So
yeah, and then
sometimes you do have to just distance yourself completely.
Yeah,
which unfortunately, but you'll be the one to judge that. You can look and say, what am I getting out of this relationship? But the important thing is to realize that it's not you that's at,
no,
you're not at fault. It's not you, it's them that are making you feel like that, because no one should make you feel less than that you're not enough. No one should make you feel like that. If anything, people should lift you up.
A good friend will be a friend that will be able to see your qualities, if anything, aspire to them and say, oh wow, I wish I could do that, and I wish, but be proud of you and sincerely happy with your success and with whatever you do, you know. And when you feel down, they should be able to, a good friend will be one to come and give you a hug or whatever and cheer you on, really be your best cheerleader.
Yes,
as to say, they will be invested in your life and your happiness, not just their own.
Yeah,
and thinking of what they
and
can
a
take
lot of time
you.
You'll find that those people are actually, they're not actually your friends at the moment, but they can become your friends.
Who?
People like that.
Oh, the good ones.
Cheer you on.
Yeah, the good ones. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
they're the ones that are definitely worth saying, let's go out for a drink or a coffee together. They're the ones that it's worth. If you do have people like that in your life, that you find that they cheer you on, whether they're colleagues, whoever they are, I would say invest in them. And, you know,
and also look at their body language, because body language doesn't lie either. So when they're first friending you, look to see what they're doing. Are they really sincere? Do they really look you in the eye? Are they really trying just to get something from you?
I think instinctively we know that.
We do know.
Yeah, we all know it.
And a trick is to go up to that person when they're not expecting you and see what their first instinct is when they see you. If they're really happy or if they look shocked or if they're...
Really? So when they're not expecting you to arrive?
Yeah, so she'll come up behind them.
can't blame them for being slightly surprised.
No, but you can see if they came up behind me I wasn't expecting you, if I was somewhere else around.
Yeah, yeah. You'd just be happy.
I would be, you have a massive beam. Oh, hello.
Yeah, right, I see.
I'd have a massive, my whole face would light up.
Yeah, naturally.
Without even my first instinct. Yes. Whereas if it's someone you don't like, it could be, you could see they're not happy to see you. Yeah. But then afterwards, in that split second, and then afterwards there'll be the fake
will come on,
the fake smile or whatever. Anyway,
let us
know if you have any frenemies, hopefully not, or if you've ever encountered them in your life, and do come and support our podcast and help us grow even further.
Yeah.
We're on YouTube, on Instagram.
Get Real with the English Sisters.
And Facebook, wherever you like. You'll find us.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Lots of love.
And smiles from the English Sisters. Bye-bye.